Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Steve Deller is a professor of agriculture and applied economics and is an extension specialist at UW-Madison. I caught up with him at the Wisconsin Ag Outlook Forum held on campus to get his thoughts on the state of the Wisconsin economy, as well as what areas of concern he sees on the horizon. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. Steve, when we are looking at the U.S. economy versus the Wisconsin economy, what do we need to know?
Wisconsin is not growing as fast as the national economy. I think that's because of a labor shortage that we're facing right now. This is something that Wisconsin has been facing for a number of years, but coming out of COVID and people rethinking work and whatnot, I think that the labor shortage right now is kind of has a spotlight shined on it. And I think that's kind of putting a lid on the ability of the state's economy to grow.
The media says we're headed for a big recession, but you think it might not be as bad as they're making it out to be.
I don't think it's as dire as a lot of the headlines are making it out to be. I think we're probably going to go into a very, very mild recession. You could say, is that a soft landing? A matter of semantics to some extent. I think Wisconsin is actually positioned to do pretty well over the next year. If the national economy goes into a very mild recession, Wisconsin's kind of positioned to actually kind of, slow down a little bit, but not actually go into a recession.
We sure have learned over the last 3 years that our economy can change drastically in very short order. What is out there on the horizon that could change everything you just said? What are the top concerns that we should keep an eye on?
There are two wild cards, really. One is the Ukrainian war and how that plays out. There's talk of a spring offensive. Well, what does that mean? Does it escalate? If it spills beyond the Ukrainian borders, then all bets are off. The other is, COVID, although we're kind of back to a normal day-to-day life, COVID is still lingering in the background. And if we have another spike of another variant, particularly in China, I think that we could see more disruptions to the supply chain, and that will just perhaps trigger us going into a recession.
Our state's ag economy relies on exports. When we look at a more global picture, which of our trade partners are of concern at the moment?
I think that we have to keep an eye on what's happening with China. The Chinese economy is experiencing experiencing very modest rates of growth. They're actually seeing population decline in the first time in decades and decades and decades. So there's some concern that the Chinese economy may go into a recession. If COVID pops up again, they may lock down again. That could trigger a recession in China, and that will spill over into the world economy and potentially us. I think the U.S. economy is more tied to the European economy than the Chinese economy, so I'm keeping a closer eye on what's happening in Europe right now.
What is happening in Europe right now?
Well, it depends on what country you're looking at. If you're looking at Germany and France, they're doing okay. But if you look at England, Great Britain, they are on the verge of a recession. They have they've been a kind of a no-growth country for a number of years, and then when they went through Britex, I think that they kind of opened up a can of worms, and that can of worms is really hurting their economy. So if England goes into recession, is that enough to drag Europe in? I don't think so, but it's something that we need to keep an eye on.
That was Steve Deller, professor of ag and applied economics at UW-Madison. Good to know our state's economy is maybe a little more stable than others. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.